This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, you gotta love, Lee, how it is an actual news story when Coca-Cola is going to use a real ingredient that occurs in nature.
Yeah.
In Coke.
Yeah.
That is a major breakthrough news story. And being hailed, by the way, as a total victory for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
If that doesn't show you how fake our food is, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what does.
Well, I think it's interesting that this is an ingredient that was continued to be used outside of the U.S.
Yes.
It was only here where they were putting the high fructose corn syrup in there instead of the cane sugar. So
I know. Anyway. And that's the thing. I'm really, my patience is really wearing thin with these companies talking about, oh, we need 2-year transition period. You make this stuff outside the country. Nobody poisons their own citizens like the United States of America. And they've just gotten used to being able to use this just absolutely fake stuff in our food. It makes us very sick and frustrating, you know?
Well, I mean, I'm not a big fan of, well, I put it this way, I'm not a consumer of soft drinks much anymore anyway. So.
No, I'm not either. Not on the PhD weight loss plan. I will occasionally have a Diet Coke, though. I'm just to try to stay awake and stuff. So, all right, so top 10 news story in the country, Ozzy Osbourne died yesterday morning, surrounded by his family.
Yeah,
I think the bigger story there is that he actually made it to 76.
I know, that's exactly right. I'm still not making any death wishes for any of the other stars, but I mean, you still got the Stones out there. I mean, you know, three of the original members of Led Zeppelin still around with us. We've got two of the original members of the Beatles still with us. Eric Clapton's still out there, so you know.
Yeah. In the early 2000s, he reinvented himself, made his family just as famous with the TV reality show The Osbournes.
Yeah.
Not many people come back really from biting the head off a bat and a pigeon and snorting a line of ants.
Oof.
Yeah. He also got arrested for peeing on the Alamo while wearing his wife's dress.
Okay.
Yeah. And that was back when he was consuming massive amounts of mind-altering substances. And honestly, the life he lived was really wild. Toward the end, he actually became a Christian and kicked the drug habit. So this is like, you know, he's got a two-phase life. But he was kind of wild. I mean, people don't realize this. He tried to kill Sharon Osbourne and came to afterward in a police department.
I felt the calmest I'd ever felt in my life.
He came into the room and he said, "We've come to a decision that you've got to die." You know, he was calm and then just suddenly he lunged across at me. He just dived on me and started to choke me. He got me down on the ground on top of me and I was feeling for stuff on the table and I felt the panic button and I just pressed it. Next thing I know, cops were there.
remember was waking up in Amersham jail, and I asked the cop, why am I here? Because I've been arrested for attempted murder of Sharon Osbourne. I'm like...
Does it make you feel uncomfortable when you talk about it?
Well, it's not exactly one of my greatest achievements.
Yeah, he's a wild man.
Yeah.
Absolute wild man. And one of the things about him that, or her, she doesn't get a lot of credit. She is a marketing genius. A lot of his success was because of her. She's incredibly talented in her own right. And even, you know, despite that though, he cheated on her. They divorced, they got back together, tried to kill her. I mean, you want to talk about a toxic relationship, but
yeah, toxic doesn't begin to describe it.
It seems to have worked out in the end. She was there by his bedside, you know? So a lot of you have listened to me for a long time. No, I love Ozzy Osbourne's music. I was not supposed to have the cassette tape of Ozzy Osbourne. I was a Catholic schoolgirl. Yeah. I snuck it into the house, listened to it on the Walkman. And I just thought that, you know, his personal life aside, I thought he was an amazing, amazing artist. I love this supercut right here. Half of these songs are on my playlist. Most recent time I was listening to Ozzy Osbourne was while lifting weights at the gym 2 days ago. That's how much I love his music. I truly do. And I love the, he did such a wide variety. Yes, he was kind of like metal/rock influence, but he did such a wide variety. I mean, he could put on the makeup and scream, but it was actually good. But he could also, you know, do stories like Mom, I'm Coming Home and November Rain. I mean, love November Rain. Love those stories. That are told in those songs. They're just beautiful songs. And I don't think he gets credit. I think he gets more credit for the wild stuff than he does for...
Well, as old as I am, I remember the original Black Sabbath stuff, so...
Anyway. Which do you like better?
I prefer the early days.
Do you really?
Yeah. It's and not to put down, I mean, you know, obviously very influential and extremely talented. I don't get me wrong. I mean, his solo stuff has, inspired a lot of modern day rock musicians. But the early days of Black Sabbath, the heavy metal stuff was more among my taste at that time.
So you like that better than, hold on, I love this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good song, actually. I love Crazy Train. One of my favorite songs. It's on my playlist. I love it. But, I got to tell you, you know what's so amazing is that genre of music is dead. Something I never thought would happen.
Yeah.
It really is dead.
Very disappointed in current rock period. I mean, there's some offshoots of it, which I like. I think that there's some interesting sort of folk acoustic rock that is out there now on some of the alternative stations and stuff, which is semi-interesting. But, I just haven't found any bands past the Foo Fighters that I really have, any interest in listening to currently.
There aren't any. Rock and roll is dead. If you had told me that that would happen,
I think it's
like,
in a coma. I don't think it's dead.
Rock and roll will never die.
Needs to bring it back. But
we need a band. The question when I was growing up was, which was the hot rock band? You know what I mean? Or which was the style of rock that was most popular now?
Yeah.
There isn't one. There's not a, you know what I mean? Like it was, it's Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
Or it's this, it's that. It just died. And I hate that. I have this theory, okay? I think Hollywood deliberately killed it because it was white and male. And I think that's why rock died. I think that a lot of these producers were very liberal. A lot of these record labels were very liberal and they wanted it to go away. And I think it was a politically incorrect thing. And I think that's why it died. I'm convinced of that. I'm convinced if this generation
could hear it. But that was the purpose of rock and roll, and it was politically incorrect.
Well, yeah, but that's when it got killed.
Yeah.
Because I got to tell you what, like somebody called or texted here one time, came with the best idea, because you know, talking about trying to get your teenagers to tell you something other than, how's your day? Great.
Yeah, yeah.
And came up with the idea, hey, you play them a song, they play you a song.
Right. Yeah, oh, yeah, I remember you talking about that, yeah.
My daughter and I do this constantly. We do this multiple times a week when we're in the car together. Yeah. We have, and I have, our playlists are very, very similar. And she did not like rock at first. Did not like it. Couldn't stand it. Sounded weird to her. She loves it now. I'm convinced if this generation could just hear rock, new rock, old rock, any kind of rock, they would love it.
Yeah. My youngest daughter, who's in her mid-20s now, is she's got very good musical taste. Very broad. I mean, you know, she's into a lot of stuff that I'm not interested in. But, I mean, she's got good musical taste. And so occasionally I do hear some new artists, which are, you know, it's interesting. I get it. Not necessarily something I'll be listening to. I'll still be listening to my Rush stuff, but and Zeppelin and Pink Floyd and, you know, all that. But, you know, she's got some good taste. And there are some good current artists out there. Don't get me wrong. It's just the real harder edge rock and roll like, you know, Ozzy did and Black Sabbath and stuff. There's just I'm not hearing it these days. Maybe I'm just not getting exposed to it, but I don't hear it.
Or, like I said, any kind. It doesn't even have to be the metal phase. It could be something else. You know what my daughter said to me the other day? I had to try so hard not to laugh. She said, Mom, I found this really cool band the other day. You want to hear it? And I said, yeah, sure. She's like, oh, I love their music. And I was like, cool, great. You know? Thinking it's going to be one of these newfangled bands she always plays for me. She goes, they're called Green Day.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah. And so she played two songs, and then I was like, okay, what? Listen to this Green Day song, okay? And she's like, oh, I like that one better. How did you know? And I'm like, look at the ear.
Yeah, exactly.
Look at the ear. Because, you know, the YouTube will just suggest YouTube music, which I love. They read your mind. They'll suggest what you want to hear, and then it'll pop up. That's how she discovered Green Day. And I'm like, yeah, that's from my day.
Yeah.
I was like, don't let that ruin it for you.
Well, that was back in the day when I was on the air playing Green Day. So.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Rest in peace, Ozzy. He'll live forever because he's never coming off my playlist. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more
Terms apply. Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
So, the judge overseeing the Department of Justice's Epstein grand jury records request is moving expeditiously. He says he is going to quickly move on. The motion needs a few more details. So this is interesting. If you watch what's gone on over the last week, connect all the dots. Who was it who spent most of her time as a federal prosecutor fighting on behalf of the DOJ and the FBI to keep the Epstein court documents sealed? That would be James Comey's daughter. Siding with the Johns, and yes, the Johns, filing as John Doe's, in other words, the pedophiles, actually got attorneys and requested the judge seal these records. That's why they're sealed. A lot of people don't know this. Maureen Comey, on behalf of the federal government, because she's a federal prosecutor for the Southern District of New York, or she was before she was fired, she was the one working to keep this stuff under wraps. Part of the reason the judges did it, it's very powerful when you have the FBI and the Department of Justice thinking, yeah, listen, this needs to stay sealed. When you have Maureen Comey doing that. So I thought it was very curious when they fired her, removed her out of there. And now they're going in the opposite direction, trying to unseal this stuff. Now, we know some of what's in there, not the people, but it's over 40 victims and their testimonies, including who abused them. Now, in the copies that Alan Dershowitz saw, because remember, Dershowitz is kind of an interesting individual. Dershowitz was not only accused of being an Epstein pedophile, the woman who accused him later walked it back, said it was a case of missing, mistaken identity. Don't ask. Don't know. But Dershowitz was the attorney for Jeffrey Epstein. He was also the attorney for Donald Trump. And he says he's seen the Epstein documents. He's seen the sealed court documents. He had to when he was representing Jeffrey Epstein. And he says, while the names of the pedophile Johns in there are blanked out, he said, I could pretty much figure out who they were. He said, none of them are in politics right now. So it's interesting that Bondi is going this route. Meanwhile, two cases have been filed, one on behalf of the victims and the other one on behalf of Judicial Watch. When you make an enemy of Judicial Watch, you got problems if you're on the right. And they're trying to get the force the Trump folks to release whatever it is they have. You know, what's going to be interesting here is discovery. What do they have? We still don't really have an answer on that. Okay. Meanwhile, folks, I want to explain... Right now, the deep state has its back up against a wall, and I mean bigly. Tulsi Gabbard releasing more documents is terrifying these people. And they're like cornered animals. They're very, very, very afraid right now. And that makes me extremely nervous. I mean, look, we've already got Iran threatening to kill Trump. It'd be mighty convenient if a missile took him out at Mar-a-Lago, just like Iran said. I mean, there's so many ways you could fix this situation if your back's up against a wall. One of the really, really easy ways, since they don't seem to be so good at assassination, I mean, the third attempt would be a little obvious, even if it's Iran. Wink, wink, nod, nod. And folks, if it was Iran, Iran's tied at the hip with the Democrat Party. I mean, you can't tell one ends where one ends and the other begins. You know what a really easy way to take Trump out right now would be? Or at least just hobble him for the rest of his presidency? Fake Epstein accuser. No. A woman who, if they could find someone to flip who was in that sphere. Oh, Trump abused me when I was 15. Well, do you have photos? No. Do you have video? No. Do you have proof? No. But she'd be believed. It would go on and on and on and on. And that is the really dangerous situation Trump's in here, because they are so desperate. And you can tell. I mean, this CNN headline, I mean, I busted out laughing when I saw it. It's their new expose, new photos, resurface. Oh, really? What kind? Jeffrey Epstein and Trump. Oh, really? Where? At the island? No, at Trump's wedding. In public? Yeah, some Martha Maples? Yeah. That's your scandal? In other words, they don't have anything. And my big fear right now is they're going to find someone who'll be like, yeah, I was abused by Trump. It's the obvious play. That's one of my fears. And folks, again, Bondi and all of that, hey, I have the Epstein list on my desk stuff, set them up for this. I don't know why they did it, but they did it. Major, major gaffe. And now we got this huge problem. And again, Jonathan Turley laid this out brilliantly. Now that the public has been told there is a list by all these members of the Trump administration, they want to see it. They want to see raw evidence. The bloodlust is not going to be satisfied with, hey, we unsealed some court documents, or hey, this, or hey, that. And if Trump people can't legitimately produce it, it's going to look like they're hiding it. This is a mess. I don't know what the way out is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Sentencing hearing set to begin at 11, so about an hour and a half from now, for Brian Koberger. What a shame that we can't put this guy before our firing squad. Now people also scrutinizing that long beard, liberal-looking prosecutor who decided on all this. Dab, four murders, not like it was eight or anything. Nah, we'll give you a plea deal. How about life in prison? Now, they've been emphasizing, hey, no possibility of parole, and no possibility of appeal, but given the audio I played yesterday, you can't do that. And you can sign something all day long saying you won't appeal, but in the end, you have a constitutional right to do it, and he's going to be able to appeal. Here's the weird thing about Idaho prosecutor Bill Thompson. I've been wondering about this guy. He's got a documented history of avoiding capital punishment for murder. Even in, you know, pretty serious murder cases. He's never pursued it before. He's only been involved in one death sentence in 30 years, and that was later overturned. So it could be that he's just very opposed to capital punishment, or it could also be just didn't feel like he had the chops for this kind of case and he pled it. Doesn't have a lot of experience with it. I don't know. But here's what's going to be interesting about Koberger long term. He's being very quiet right now because he doesn't want to scuttle this plea deal. This is the best deal he's going to get. He wants to go on living, unlike his victims. Now, what's interesting about Koberger is we don't know who he is. Now, think about somebody like Ted Bundy. By the end of his life, we knew who he was. He was doing all kinds of interviews. He was writing books. We haven't heard from Koberger. Not a thing. In fact, that's the main beef that about half the parents in this case have. They just want answers. What'll be interesting to see is, do we start hearing from Koberger? And here's what I think that there are two women that are featured in the Netflix documentary on these killings, which is excellent. The two women run a very popular, really popular real crime Facebook page. And of course, these Idaho murders were like the hottest thing going for a couple of years, right? A guy starts showing up and posting, and his picture looks, the one he's chosen, looks remarkably like Brian Koberger. And he calls himself Papa Rogers. And he's always posting about, oh, we shouldn't be looking for the car, or blah, 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 blah. And people on there started wondering if it was Koberger. Well, he called himself Papa Rogers. Why is that significant? Because back in 2004, there was a killer who went after sorority girls, killed seven people in a mass murdering crime spree. This guy, his name was Elliot Rogers. He was an incel. In fact, he was one of the people whose manifesto led to like really sort of a lot of sunlight, a lot of mass focus on the incel movement. What is the incel movement? Involuntarily celibate male movement. And in his manifesto, he was very clear that his rage was because he felt society owed him, quite frankly, women and sex. And he felt isolated and he was very angry, particularly at women. And so he decided in his manifesto, he explained, to take out his rage on sorority girls. And he had a goal. He wanted to become a folk hero for the incel movement by killing sorority girls. So where did he go? He made a beeline for what? The Alpha Phi sorority. Whatever reason he picked them, there's a lot of sororities out there. Now, here's where it gets interesting. You've got Brian Koberger online on Facebook using the handle Papa Rogers. And what does he do? See, this is where this is going to get real. This is where I think this guy may end up being ubiquitous. I mean, like all over the place. I think he wanted to be a folk hero too. And giving that kind of guy a plea deal is a disaster. I mean, a folk hero for the incel movement. And you can see in a way, he kind of already is. Okay, so what does he do? He breaks into the King Roadhouse where they live. There's, if you see the diagram, there's three floors, right? On the first floor, two really cute co-eds who are sorority girls, but they're not members of Alpha Phi. He skips floor one. Goes by floor two, goes all the way to the top where Maddie Moen and Kaylee Goncalves are sleeping. They're best friends. They've grown up together. They just happen to be in the same bed that night. And who does he kill? He skips Maddie, who is a member of another sorority. And who does he kill first? Her best friend, who's a member of what? Alpha Phi. The same sorority that in 2019, the Papa Rogers killer targeted. He wanted to make sure that the first murder was Alpha Phi. And if you look at the way that Maddie marketed herself online, she had no filters on her social media. She was hugely involved with her sorority and constantly posting pictures of herself doing sorority things. You could not hit on that page or her page without seeing all of Sorority's stuff. If he was looking for that, he would have been drawn to her like a light to the flame, like a moth to the fly. And I just think it's interesting that he skipped two floors, killed the sorority girls, and particularly started with the one who was in Alpha Phi. It seemed almost as if the sorority she was a member of was very important. Then he comes back down the stairs, and I'm almost wondering, because the girls on the bottom floor could hear the struggle, wondered what was going on. For God's sake, I don't know why they didn't call 911. Well, he would have had to pass back down past the room that Xana Carnoodle was in with her boyfriend, and he encountered them. I don't know if he wanted to kill them or not. Here's what's really interesting. I mean, you're talking about a knife fight. He's already got to be exhausted, even though he's already killed two girls. I mean, they're women, but still, I mean, there's a lot of adrenaline going there, right? And he encounters Ethan. Ethan is huge. Ethan's 6'4". Koberger's 6'3", but Ethan's bigger than him. And he's got, as he's fighting Ethan, he's got to contend with, he's fighting two people now, but somehow manages to get the upper hand on the two of them. We know they weren't asleep because she had just ordered takeout. I just wonder how the heck he did it. I have so many questions. Then he goes back down the stairs and makes eye-to-eye contact with one of the two girls on the bottom floor. And he doesn't do anything to her. He just walks out. There's a lot of theories on why that might have been. He, you know, probably was so exhausted by that point. Maybe afraid of the sun coming up, running out of time, wants to get out of there. Or again, he's just, you know, muscles are exhausted, doesn't have the energy for another one. He's just fought a very large man. And won, incredibly, just using a knife. Anyway, I have so many questions. What I'm afraid of is that the second that this is sunk, that he has for sure got that plea deal, Koberger does, he's going to be like, just turn it on the faucet. We're never going to hear the end of it. And he's going to inspire other crimes. That he wants the fame. He did it on purpose. He specifically picked out the sorority because of it. And folks, the reason I think he might seek fame is because he was already doing it on Facebook in regards to this murder before he got caught. And I, you know what else? I think he intended to keep going. I think he intended to rack up a much higher kill, numbers-wise, than he actually did. But we don't need, the kind of guy you give a plea deal to is not the kind who wants to inspire a movement or be the second foot soldier in one for the incel movement. And I hope that's not what we're going to see here. I hope we're not going to see endless interviews with this guy and books. Jeez, Idaho. We should have just shot him when we had a chance. But we'll see. Texture rates. Hey, Tira, the Democrats are trying to imply Trump was only interested in young girls, hence Epstein, yet they were all over him being with Stormy Daniels and E. Jean Carroll, neither spring chickens. Now, I just read some of the crap that the mainstream media is throwing out there. One of the things that's interesting about some of these articles that are coming out, like the, you know, farmer one, is that, you know, they've got these scintillating headlines that looks like, oh, we got him. We found an Epstein victim. He says that the cops should have gone after Trump. That there's a version of that ran really for the past 2 days. And the headlines are devastating. And they're hoping you don't read past them to the point where you realize, oh, she was never prostituted. No, she worked as Epstein's secretary. And 2/3 of the way through, they're forced to print that she says she never saw Trump with any of the girls and he never did anything inappropriate. You know what the worst thing she said? I'm like, so what's the big reveal? Oh, the big reveal is one time she was called to Epstein's office where she worked and she came running in because she'd been jogging. She was wearing shorts and Trump, she claims, looked at my legs in a way she described as creepy. And then, well, nothing. And she goes on to say, well, I never saw him with young women. Of course you didn't, because he didn't do it. If he did, we'd know. But see, the headline on that is devastating. And if you don't read past the headlines, which they're counting on, it looks like, oh, we've busted Trump. We got him. Their other big find is that Epstein apparently attended Trump's wedding. Okay. To a grown woman? Yeah, that. Uh-huh, at which point? Well, the photos resurfaced. Yeah, it was a very big, very public wedding. Half of Palm Beach was there. Yeah, we got him. That's CNN. You know what that tells me, honestly, the more I see of this and how pathetic it is? I don't think they have anything. I really don't think they did. Texter writes, Tara, I also heard Kohlberger frequented a health food restaurant that was one of the, that one of the girls he murdered worked at. Maybe she shunned his sexual advances. Yeah, that was a really weird episode, though. It came from a dream her friend had that that's where they met. But she didn't have any concrete information to prove that, but it's possible. Another texter writes, Islam is a logical alternative to being an incel. Pretty much polar opposite. Texter writes, hey, Tara, one thing you... I'm not going to read that. It's whack. Another texter writes, hey, Tara, the bet... I don't know about that one either. Texter writes, hey, Tara. Okay. Woody Allen and Dershowitz look... similar years ago. This person sending me pictures of both and wondering if it was Woody Allen that the Epstein victim actually saw and not Dershowitz. I have no idea. Texter writes, Tara, I despise rap as much as metal, and Tipper Gore was the person behind censorship. Another texter writes, my daughter is 24 and I raised her on the best music out there. Rush, Metallica, Jimmy Buffett, Guns N' Roses, Def Leppard, mostly anything in the 80s. Texter writes, Tara, I like the song Ordinary Man by Ozzy. You know, there's a shot. I got to tell you, I thought I was going to get all kinds of beat up by you for saying that I'm a, have been a big fan of Ozzy Osbourne's music, not his lifestyle, but his music. Have a lot of it on my playlists. And I'm shocked at how many metalheads there are out there. So today, very much a no judgment zone on the Tara Show. Texter writes, rock and roll is still alive. It's just being suppressed and not played to the masses anymore. Another texter writes, Lords of Metal is a very good movie. I haven't seen it. I'll have to check it out. Another texter writes, one of the best songs, Goodbye to Romance. Another texter writes, Shot in the Dark. Texter writes, War Pigs is the most political song. Another texter writes, Ozzy dying really has been the saddest experience of my life, and all of my family is gone. Must be a huge Ozzy fan. Another texter writes, Tara, Coke consumed, talking about Coca-Cola, Coke consumed in Mexico is the same as the U.S. Cane sugar Coke is exported to the U.S. Get facts right. I don't know what this person's talking about. We just had the announcement by the head of Coke that they're going to put out a cane sugar product. That's what I was referring to. But thanks for your text. Texter writes, if Obama and Biden knew they were breaking the law, why did they run Harris, who they knew was unelectable? They didn't. No. Remember how it was supposed to go. Joe was supposed to drop out. He refused to do so. He tried to hold on to power. Do you remember what Obama did? The whole point was they were going to lock out RFK, which they did in the primary, right? Keep Joe there. They went to bat legally to keep RFK out of the primary because they thought he could have beaten Joe, and he probably could have. The plan was always wait. And I laid it out, by the way, a year in advance. I told you what they do, and then they did it. And the plan was wait till after Trump was locked in at the convention, the Republican convention, and the next month Joe would drop out. Well, Joe refused to drop out. And then there was that disastrous debate. Do you remember what happened when Joe finally was forced to drop out? Obama was out there with Black Lives Matter putting out press releases saying that they didn't want Kamala to be the nominee. They didn't want her to automatically be, you know, crowned, that there should be a vote and there should be all this other stuff, but they lost. They lost control of the process. And remember why they lost control of the process. Mark Kelly was supposed to run against Trump. They lost control of the process because Joe Biden said, fine, if I have to, drop out, I'm going to, you know, blank you and I'm endorsing Kamala. He did that as a screw you to Barack Obama. It wasn't supposed to happen. Trump was supposed to run against Mark Kelly, who, let me tell you, would have given him a much harder run for his money.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.